All right. It's your boy DJ ATL, Atlanta South. We getting down tonight, man. We getting ready to make this thing happen. Oh, I got some people with their hands up. It's your boy DJ ATL, Atlanta South, here live at the Six Eyes Radio Network. What's up, folks? How y'all doing tonight?
We're blessed. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. I just want to let you guys know tonight, exclusive here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, we're getting ready to do a new debut. Last week, I played Brandy Little's single that came out a couple months ago, but I got my hands on her exclusive single that's very nice. I know you guys are definitely going to enjoy it. I'm definitely going to break that tonight. But let's get into it. So what is the word tonight for DJ ATL Lance Styles here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network? The word tonight, y'all, is let's make it happen. All right, caller 5870, go ahead and let you have the floor for a minute, and then we're going to get into some music.
Amen. Giving honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Without him, I can do absolutely nothing. Thank God for another opportunity, amen, to be on DJ ATL Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. hour. Just thank God just for being in the midst tonight. And just have an ear opening to hear, amen, what is to be said and done tonight, amen, that can outreach, amen, those that I have a listening ear to hear tonight, amen, and to apply to their daily walk. So I'm grateful to be here tonight, amen, to sit in, amen, on the couch and just be blessed by what I hear tonight. Amen. And make comments if it's permissible. Amen. Thank you so much for having us. I'm completed.
Amen. Amen. Definitely. Thank you for bringing us in the proper way. Hello. Hello, everybody. All right. I do have a question I want to ask and I want to put out there in the world. And I need to really have a deep conversation about this, and this is concerning to the family. And this is also, you know, this is one of the ladies from the squad, so definitely this is a well-beating answer that I think that we need to talk about. There was a real nasty incident that happened the last couple of months, I can say in the last month, where two young girls at a parade, and they felt, these two young ladies, and the mother was taking a picture, a camera, and these two young ladies watched this cartoon character pass, hit these other folks, and passed over them and went to someone else, another race. The question I have is, I know that's a hurting feeling for any child, because child doesn't understand race and all this kind of thing. It's just what it's been played at. My question, there was also word that they were supposed to get a VIP to go backstage, go back there to deal with all the cartoon characters, get a chance to be around the cartoon characters. And I don't know when that invitation was offered. I don't know if it was offered before they filed a lawsuit, before the video got out. But I'm wondering, right now they have what, $25 million to this park for discrimination. Is it worth now? Is this the right time to go for that kind of amount of money, or was it better for them to go out and do the VIP, get the special treatment, and get a chance to meet all these cartoon characters and be on their way? I'm trying to figure out, is that just a go? Because the question I ask now to people is that the suit that they asked for, $25 million, does that stop this same scenario from happening to your other children that's at the park and get skipped over by these cartoon characters? So I'm asking this to a caller right now, 5870. What's your take on this whole situation now that there's money being played, and there was also a possible chance where they could have went backstage after they responded and got mistreated? What was the best route that you think that they're taking right now for this situation?
Well, I'm not very familiar with the situation and how it actually occurred, so I don't want to make any a bias of results and toward that, because I'm not familiar to how that actually occurred. Were they invited? Were they invited already, or were they just the recipient that was there, amen, to enjoy the show or audition or whatever they supposed to have been doing? I'm not very familiar with it. But I hear more, then I would be able to give an accurate comment. But to say I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if race played a part in it or not. You know, I can't even comment on that
furthermore. I want to say that I respect you for saying that, because we don't know what color character and what race the character was in that body. We don't know really much. We just know it's a cartoon character, and we just know that the children, two young girls, their babies, this was passed over.
Uh-huh.
My question is, this is what I'm trying to ask. I'm trying to make it sound right. The question I'm trying to ask you, the value of money beat the value for them going backstage and probably meeting all the cartoon characters, getting them to know, get the kids a chance to hug them and hand them in that situation, versus now taking the $25 million or whatever lawsuit and now making a more blunt financial situation than probably getting the children really get a chance to see all the cartoon characters, which they were there to see the characters. So that's the question I'm trying to ask.
Let me say this right here. You know, you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have that peace and that joy, you can have all the money. You know, and my thing is, you know, you gain the whole world and lose your soul behind seven gold. But because of the acronym of who you are as an individual, you know, money can't buy it. I don't care how much money you get, it can't buy the quality of what you have as an input into the situation, which you know, money comes and money go. You know, it comes and go, but when you sell your success or your ability or your strive that you persevere, you know, in life for, you know, I don't think there is enough money, but then, you know, when it always turns out that there's always an amount of money in it that somebody's trying to get it. Do you think, you know, money is going to buy the fame and fortune? You know, it may buy the materialistic thing, but then is it going to buy morals? Is it going to buy morals in your life? Is it going to buy values in your life? You know, your life is more important than the value of a dollar. So that's my take. I'll complete it.
And I like it. That's what I really wanted to hear, and I think that what you said is dope there. Because this is the question, you know. I believe that my theory is that they should have gone and got a chance to go backstage, because the kids really just want to see the cartoon characters. And it was then, if there was something weird going on backstage, then I think you have the choice to make a decision. But now we've moved into a situation, and I just think that the money is not going to solve the problem. I think that it just makes the problem more leaning to more worse for children to get passed over. And we're not fixing the situation at hand for other young people that go to this park. And also we're putting more now restrictions on all cartoon characters now, where if they are, you know, can't see, or if they really don't have enough, now they won't be able to go up to no child and have any in contact, and now all the children will feel that they've been discriminated. And I'm not saying that, but I say this is where we're pushing. When I think sometimes, and I'm not knocking saying money's not, but sometimes money can't be the scenario to fix the problem when there is a problem. There is a problem. The problem is we have cartoon characters passing over young black children. That's what we saw in that video. That's what we saw in some other videos. And we need an explanation on why these things are going on. And we need to see that. But giving $25 million or going for a lawsuit and all that, that's not solving the situation. There's children right now who's 2 or 3 years old who want to see the cartoon character. They're not interested in money. They want to see the cartoon character, and they want to be able to feel the cartoon character. So I feel that that's something that we definitely as people, as human people, need to start looking at versus in trying to say financial, financial. But mostly financial just creates another vacuum for us. And not saying that, and I'm not going to sit and say, oh, you know, that money can't solve no problems, but if the money is just be given and they just give you the money you want, doesn't mean that's going to stop them from passing over other little children. It don't mean that there's going to be a change. Sometimes the change is going to be more stricter and be more worse for the next young child that wants to go to that park, and now he won't or she won't be able to come near, and they'll feel more regretted about being back at that function. So I think that there's something that we have, that people have to think about. Now, someone asked me, well, it's the lawyers and them. I said, well, you know, the lawyers do what they have to do. They're in business. That's their job. Their job is in the business to make money. That's how they function. Right. But as a human person, as a person, as a mother, you don't want to still have control, and your parent or the client has control over that. You can tell your lawyer, hey, wait a minute, let me see the other options before we go to this point. Let's see what options can we see. We want this young man fired. Why did he do this? Why is it? What does this person look like? Is this person did this purpose? There's questions that you as a person can answer than listen to someone who's in a suit looking for money. And I'm not none of the lawyers across the world. We got to understand in our liability, it's about money, and I understand that. But again, when you're talking about a situation that's simple like this, about two young girls, another baby, another young baby boy, a boy getting slapped in the head by a cartoon character. When you add up all these situations, we need to know why these things are happening, and we need to figure out how to fix them so these things don't happen when we go to the park. Because the only thing, again, I say, suing people, suing these companies, the only thing we're doing is putting more jeopardy. So then when someone else takes their child, now all the children might be neglected, and now all of them feel the same way, and we're not solving anything. All right. I think someone just came in on 678-6786. Hit one to speak if you want to. I hope you heard the conversation we're having. We're talking about the two the cartoon character, which passed over the two younger girls, and now the parents and mother now is actually doing a class action lawsuit for $25 million. I was saying to me, I felt that might be a little too far stretch. When there was an offer of a VIP situation so they could go back there to see all the cartoon characters that was offered. Like I said, allegedly this was offered. I don't know when it was offered. I don't know if it was offered after they took the cameras and made it go viral and go viral, or was this during the time when she reported that this had happened to her children at the park? So that's the question that I'm putting out there. And if anyone else wants to speak on it, definitely can. But right now, I'm going to go into a little commercial, and I'm going to go into a song, and then we'll be back to speak, all right? So right now, I'm going to go into a little commercial right quick for my man Six Eyes, which I always think is very important, and I think it's very important for everyone out there because you do want to go home to supper. So let's get to it.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
I done made it through it all. some chest, just fall. Put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me. I done made it through it all. Took some chest, just fall. Put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me. This life feel high and that bitch gotta get paid. I ain't never played sports, I ain't never ran track, but if the law's coming, all I know is gotta get away. Hard times coming up, where I live, where I stay. Mama thugging for a baby just to see a better day. We weren't having much, but mama taught us cherish what we had. And don't be tripping if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you.
I made it through it all, took some chances just to fall. Put my back against the wall. Just fall, put my back against the wall, hey. And I feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me. Boiling water just a babe, wearing the same paper days. Couldn't afford a purchase, still was grateful for them days. Lot of pilots jump ship when the road reached the cliff. Never trip, stay down and out, he's seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bring you plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same.
But hey, it's all I done made it through it all, took some chest to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me.
Hey, yeah.
I done made it through it all, took some chest, just fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me.
All right. It's your boy, the HTLM Sound. We've been here bringing all the callers, and we just got to discussing. Just breaking the book. Two young baby girls and a mother. The dog. Cartoon characters passing over. What's up, everybody? I know I got some new callers and jumps on here. And I'll put up to 5670-1712. About the situation. And my take is, like I said again on this, it's very interesting that where we are now in society. Like I said, the mother filed a complaint, now filed a lawsuit, $25 million for damages. And like I said, there was a chance time when I don't know when the video was shot out, was it was after during the video, they were offered a VIP situation to for the children to see all of the cartoon characters in a location at the park. So I just feel that, you know, that's interesting. That they didn't take that on, and they decided to now go forward into making sure this cartoon character was fired. I know that was another thing that was mentioned. And also, did the park pay for passing up those two young ladies? Now, like I said, I've watched some more video on this park where they do pass up not just black children, they do pass up white and a lot of different children. I don't know. And the thing is, when I look at this, I said, okay, $25 million lawsuit, okay, now maybe puts this company now where they won't just do this. After they get through, maybe they might change it and say, okay, well, now none of the cartoon characters go nowhere near nobody. So now a lot of other children will feel neglected just as much as the two black children. So I just don't know. I'm just trying to say, well, my whole take is, should they have taken the VIP, maybe at least they were found out what was behind the cartoon character that passed them up. Maybe they could find out how they practice is done and get a breakdown on basically, then go back to the lawyer and be able to talk to them about how this is. Now we just into another loop where this scenario of what we call children being passed up can still keep going on. So if anybody else have any comments they want to say on this, you can speak on this right now.
May I say something?
Yes, you can.
You know, just listening at you and drawing my own conclusion, you know, you were, I don't know how old these young people were. I don't know how old they were, you know, that did it state the ages of the children and being offered a VIP. A VIP, very important. A person, you know, you offered a VIP, you know, and you were there for the character. You wasn't there to audition or anything. You was there to see some of the character. I don't know if you was offered to see all of them. And what your ticket pursued, you know, when you purchased your ticket. But then because you was passed up and then they offered you a VIP, my question is, why didn't you take the VIP if you get an opportunity to meet all of the characters? You get an opportunity to meet all of the characters, you know, and again, the age of the kids, you know, and are they putting more in it? They put more in it because they see where they can try or maybe to get something bigger out of it as a dollar bill, you know.
And
who's pursuing it? You know, who's pursuing it to the degree of $25 million? You know, what's it taking? You know, is it for the children or is it for their death?
That's the question I wonder. That's why I have this question out here, because it's important. Are we trying to solve this scenario of children not being neglected like this, or are we trying to Band-Aid and get money and get a financial situation from it? And again, like I said, the VIP to me, and I have to be honest, the VIP is a more bigger scenario. Because the fact that the VIP is sort of set up for the children to see the characters, and we can see what kind of characters and what kind of people that we've maybe seen that cartoon character that they saw might have been there be at back at the VIP. Maybe they could explain why he passed up, and that can be more of a understandable. But again, also, to be devil advocate, maybe you go to the VIP and they still do the same darn thing. Then you'd be able to say, hey, what's their policy and why this is not going on? And then now you'd be able to have a real case to talk back to your lawyer and say, hey, this is what this park is, and I believe that this park is truly discriminating against black children, and he's going to say it like that. Because that VIP will open it up and let you know what kind of people it was. But again, now just going straight to the lawsuit, the gentleman to be fired or who, because we don't know. Like, again, I keep trying to tell everybody, nobody knows what race
nobody.
Color was in that, even though it was a boy or a girl.
Nobody knows.
And that's the question
nobody.
That I want. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to speak on it?
Mm.
Hello? Anybody else want to speak? 3456-7529. Okay. Well, oh, you want to speak?
Are they on mute? Are they mute?
Everybody. If anybody can't speak, just hit one, and you can join the conversation.
Okay.
And also, you guys can call us free. Feel free to call 424-243-9616-17, and you just press one, and you can speak. So I got set up like that, and you're live on the Six Eyes Radio Network with your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, the squad, and actually kicking it with my man Six Eyes. He actually hadn't joined in, but he is probably going to call in sooner or later. My sidekick. Well, while we go ahead and get into that,
I'm going to play Brandy Little, single that we played last year, we debuted, but I also got a newer single that's going to debut on her. But I'm going to play her song, Lost in Love. Y'all right now, and y'all, if y'all come back, let me know what y'all think about this single. It's very nice. Now tell me what y'all think about it. All right. It's your boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta Styles, here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, let's go. Brandy Little with Love.
I felt the moment that I saw you. Love, passion. Maybe it was just the power that you possessed, but something about you made me wonder if a love like yours is true.
All right. It's your boy DJ ATL Land Styles. I am back with you guys. I'm getting to play another single right quick. I know we got some more callers just jumped in here.
I believe 4398 just jumped in. Got anything to say before I get to another song?
Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Six Eyes? Mr. Man of Stuff.
Great.
How,
how are you, Lewis?
Oh,
you catch
great,
a flat
man.
Tire?
Yeah, I fixed that flat tire. Yeah, I fixed it. I did. But hey,
okay.
Check this out.
Thanks.
I just had a great conversation. We was talking about the two the two young ladies who got passed up by the cartoon character. Now they have a class action lawsuit for $25 million. And I asked a question. There was also at the time there was an invitation for a VIP for the children and the mother to go back to see the cartoon character. I don't know if it was during when they were there, but there was an invitation that was put out. And now we have moved forward to where we're at the point where they're seeking $25 million, which is up to say this, and they have to pay for the lawyer fees and all that. I was wondering, since they now have this lawsuit on the table, what does that do? Does it help the scenario for the other children that's at the park that feel like they got neglected? Or does it create more direction for more children that goes to this park to see these cartoon narratives? So I'm asking you that question now. I want you to ask them this, does the money fit the means of solving the problem that we're having at this park, theme park, with cartoon characters passing over children?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's basically $25 million to a amusement park, and a name of that statue, that $25 million is like 25 cents to them. So it's just to shut them up, but it's not going to change the situation of them being overlooked. You know, who is that moving around like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does. Welcome, how you doing? It doesn't.
Good morning.
It doesn't change
Uh-oh.
The fact that the kids were overlooked, you know. They'll blow through that money, and nothing is going to be done, you know. So it's going to just repeat itself.
Right, and that's the question I'm saying to you, and I'm glad you're saying this exercise, is that I don't see where this solves the problem. It creates even more vacuum because it now creates more. Now cartoon characters don't go nowhere near the line. And go nowhere near them, give them high fives. Now you put a new blanket on it. I felt that if they had went backstage and got the VIP treatment, you would find out whether these folks know who they are and what they is and where they were coming from and see whether they're going to be justification for you to do it. Now, I think everything is lost at this. I just think that...
Well, I think, So it's like this. It's like, okay, if you can't get a simple high five, you know, and that's least interaction.
Mm-hmm.
How you think their posture would have been if they would have been backstage? You know, they probably would have got ignored then, and that would even been worse.
Now would that have been able to be out visual on record to knowing that there was more or less a discrimination situation. Now, I'm saying that's not taking place. Now you don't know. Now we only going on what we see in the video for a couple of 8 seconds. I have to be honest. And what we all see, what goes on for the rest of the characters that walk through the, because they didn't just skip over, they skipped over some white children too that had their hands up and didn't get it. So now everyone can say, hey, these cartoon characters are just, they all discriminate. You can make the cases, but all of that now, because it opens up the door, and now what it does is push the door to now where all these cartoon characters say, okay, don't go by the line. Make sure you stay in the center. Just wave at them. No longer touching none of these kids. So it kind of put it now
into
a angle.
But here's the thing. See, there. Okay, so you said some white kids got overlooked. Okay, they're not going to go to that portion. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to go to the portion of the African-American little children getting overlooked. And one apparently was a little bit older I think one was 8 and one was like maybe 6 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
From my understanding, me and Joy talked about this. You there, Joy?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So we talked about this,
yeah.
And the cousin was older. One little girl was older than the. I think she was like maybe 4 or something like that.
I think it's 8, more like 8 and 6. I think it's something like that.
Okay, 8 and 6. Okay, but they're gonna just focus on that part where they were overlooked. You see what I'm saying? So it's not gonna change the situation. It's gonna happen again. You know, and they say, well, maybe, you know, due to the pandemic, you know, they're not giving high fives or nothing like that. So if they're not giving high fives, I don't think they should even have the VIP section, you know, because if you can't interact with them inside the costume, you know, it's going to be the same way backstage, you know, and it probably would have been worse and they would have got ignored. And I think that would have hurt them more, you know, because it's more of a relaxed setting to where it's just, you know, the few that paid for that service, you know? So maybe, you know, what if they wanted to take, do you hear me talking? So what if they wanted to take pictures? If they wanted to take pictures, you know, and then she didn't get a chance to get a picture with him. I think that would have hurt it more. And then there's other people getting their photo taken, you know, so I think that would have hurt her more, you know, so they just need to do away with it all. But see, that's not the Sesame Street I remember growing up with. The Sesame Street I remember growing up with, it wasn't like that.
Mm.
You know, everybody was important. You know, so you got to get back to those values of everybody's important. But that $25 million is like 25 cents to them. I'm complete.
Okay, well, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, that is a great analysis on that, saying that the people they could go backstage and be neglected. And that's why I was saying that I thought that was at least for them being able to. At least count for something to say that it was discriminated. Because it's just question marks that some people say that when you see on the costumes, I've been in one before too, that you actually can't, you really can't see loaded in you. You really have to really work hard to know what you see lowered in you. You really can't see everything. So that's what I wanted to, you know, I wanted to be honest and fair with that point. So maybe if the VIP was set up, maybe that would have, they would have probably did more, and because again, they probably would did more. And maybe the lawyer would say, and I'm going to give you the devil after the lawyer probably said, well, yeah, y'all go out there. They're giving y'all this treatment now, but y'all here with me, and we trying to sell this. But the lawyers, like I said, like I was telling earlier, the lawyer's only in for what only is.
Okay, hold on for 1 minute.
Okay.
Are you moving around?
That's not me moving around. What? Who's moving around on the set? Okay, they stopped now. But what I'm saying is that the lawyer is basically going to get majority of that money any damn way, and he's pushing for that agenda for the lawsuit. He's not looking to solve it. He's looking for his fund. And like I tell people across the board, not knocking lawyers, I'm not knocking, but that is their lifestyle. They're in the interest of making money. They ain't doing anything for free. So they're going to go, their whole goal objective is what is to go for the maximum dollar for whatever they're trying to do. That's the business they're in. When it comes to mommy and the children, the best interest for the kids, be honest, the best interest for the kids was to go let the kids, because the kids wanted to see the cartoon character. They liked the cartoon character. That was what they wanted to do. They wanted to feel and touch the cartoon characters. They wanted to shake the cartoon characters' hands. Mommy didn't want them. Mommy took them there to have fun and joy. Lawyers there was no thing there, he would not even be in the pictures. I'm just trying to be real honest with everybody on that level to let everyone see it from that point. But the question is, again, how much impact does this do? Does this, by suing 25, you said it doesn't hurt the part. To me, I say it does, too,
Because what the park has now started doing is saying, hey, man, anytime you kids out there, don't shake none of it. Don't go no near. Stay in the center. Don't. And then now all the kids might
okay,
say, oh, man, we they
now you, okay, now you
we
say.
We can play double.
Okay. So you, okay, so you take into consideration, okay, so you got vending, you got food,
mm-hmm.
you got food, you got ticket sales, you got merchandise. They make well over that in one day.
Yeah, I
know. Yeah, so that's not a lot of money to them.
Right, it's not, but I'm just saying the stage of what's set is setting it up. Is now you just said this one child, now it's going to be other children, and I'm not saying, because I'm not going to base this on race. It could be any child. Anybody now can say, well, hey, I'm going to go to the park. My child get neglected. I feel like I need the opportunity to. If my child is being neglected, I feel my child is not being passed up. I feel, and there might be people now flooding most of these dot lawyers if they see this case going, might be saying, hey, man, I got pictures when my kid was standing there, and he didn't get hit. He's a baby. He didn't get touched. And there's evidence of it. I've seen a lot. I've seen one child that was on there that actually one of the cartoon characters just slap him across the head. That could be another scenario. I'm just giving you. But so there's a lot of stuff that can be that this can open up to where I can say it can be bad.
Yeah, well,
like
let's get somebody else's.
The impact
we're talking about,
it's still chump change. It is chump change. You're right. It is chump change. But I'm saying what could be led to this can lead not stunning us going forward. We're all going backwards where we say, okay, now
okay.
they can put a statement saying, we're going to keep these kids away. No, leave these kids stay on side and do not touch none of them.
All right,
maybe
got
that's
you.
The best
now let's
maybe that is the best.
Okay, let's get somebody else's opinion on this. Who do we have with us? We got Pride and Joy. Who else?
Miss Pride.
Oh, I got 6, 7, 8, 8, 6 is joining the call too.
Okay. Okay. So welcome,
Evangelist
caller.
Clayton.
Hello, Evangelist Clayton. Birthday girl, still celebrating.
Okay.
Hope you had a piece of cake for me. Okay, so
yes.
you're just coming in on this. I don't know if you've been here since the beginning. But we're talking about the Sesame Street amusement park with the little kids getting overlooked. So I would like to know your and Pride and Joy's opinion on this. What do you think about the situation?
I'm thinking. Go ahead, PJ. Go ahead.
You can go ahead because mine's probably a little longer since I read up on it. But you can go ahead.
No, you go ahead because you got info, so I can piggyback.
Yeah. Anyway, I have read up on this ever since it came out. This is not a park that kids can go to a lot. The park, I talked to one of my friends. He was telling me about the park, and he said that the park is $100. $100 may not be a lot of money to a lot of us, but, you know, it depends on how many kids you got. You got so many kids going, number one. Number two is when they tried to be civil about the situation, you know, the mother tweeted it, okay, and then she told them, she said, I would like for people to tweet it as many times as she could. The park did not want to do anything with this lady. They did not want to do anything for this lady until they seen how it was going on the different websites. They seen how big this thing got. This thing really got big. Like I said, they didn't want to do nothing at first. They wasn't moving. They wasn't budging. They wasn't doing nothing till they seen this thing start moving. Once it started moving with so many different people, and not only that, it was celebrities. Not saying that celebrities, you know, this and that, but it was celebrities that was out there with their own kids that seen this and reported it out there. So you know this is it really finna get bigger now because you got the celebrities out there with their kids, you got these people out here playing with their kids, and you know, and the way they did, and you can look at these videos, they was annoying the black kids and would go right beside somebody that was beside these kids and, you know, interact with them right beside them. And the kids, that was the first thing they said. They was like, oh, wow, you know, like, we've been here way before them, and they just jumped all over us, went past us, and went to, you could say it, the white kids. and they gave him a much better treatment. And like I said, they wasn't willing to do nothing, really. They wasn't budging. They wasn't moving. They don't care what was being said to. They see that these celebrities and other people really got in this. That's when they wanted to start make a change. Why should they make a want to make a change since these big people got involved? They should have did that from the beginning. It shouldn't matter whose child it is. It shouldn't matter if it's a celebrity child or whose child it is. The children was done wrong, period. And we know how people are about their children. It could have got bigger than that. Because, you know, the way they was handling the situation, and like I said, you could tell they didn't want to do nothing at all. They didn't start doing nothing until they seen all these big people getting involved with it, more and more people getting involved with it. That's when they started talking about, well, we're going to do this. We're going to start training them more. Why you didn't train them before that? Why you didn't give them the training you're talking about you can give them now should have been the training that you gave them the first day they started work. Don't wait till now for something to happen to start wanting to do changes that you should have been done. If y'all have this part and this is your place and you said this place is supposed to be such a great place, not saying it's not a great place, but you're putting your place out there like this is one of the greatest places out there, this, you know, on and on and on. They should have seen that when they first hit the place. They should have seen all of these great things you talk about. All this should have been seen from the beginning. Your people, and especially those characters, should go through a training, but they shouldn't go through a training now just because it happened. They should have did them. They should have trained them the way they should be trained when they first got the job. Any job that you go on, you're going to be trained right then, right there. Nobody is not going to train you. We wait till something big happens. Oh, let's go out here and get the people, let's get the characters together and train them and train them. And if you looked at it, if you can't say that only one person was doing it. No, somebody else, another one of the characters did it too. So it's something that they're being trained. Okay, you want them to get trained. That's something they're teaching them. Because when you see more than one of them do it, it was okay for them to do that. That's something they was doing all this time until they got in trouble, until somebody finally stood up and said something. So, you know, you can't wait till something happened and then start making changes. Those changes should have been taken from the beginning of the thing. And now we're going to have these two children, and they're going to always have this plan in their minds, you know, what happened to them. We don't know how this is going to affect them. They could, you know, fall in a hatred they sell there. They might, from this day, they might say, I don't want to play with no more white kids. I mean, we don't know how they're feeling right now. It got to depend on, you know, what type of parents they have. Is these parents going to really talk to these kids and you know, get this out of these kids' mind and stuff? Or would this be something that builds on to these kids later in life? Where they take this with them now forever, that they don't want to have nothing to do with another race. You know, kids, when do they want to play with them anymore? This really, really get big, but I'm just saying, you're looking at all these things that should have been done from the beginning. It should have been done from the beginning. These kids shouldn't have went in there. They shouldn't have had to go through that. None of that should have been happening. They should have had all this stuff done from the beginning. And you shouldn't have to go to no back and talk to nobody. You're saying this is the best park in the world. You shouldn't have to go in no back and talk to nobody. You're paying your money. You should be able to go through there and have a smooth ride from the beginning to the end because you're putting this park out now since you're in trouble. You're putting this park out here like it's the best park out of all parks. And okay, so if it was the best park, they should have been doing professionally from the beginning. From the beginning, it should have been professional. As soon as you got in this place, you should have said, wow, look at this place. Look at this great place. Look at how they're treating the kids. You should have said that. All of that should have been preserved from the beginning. We shouldn't have to wait till something happened to somebody's kids before we want to straighten up and clean up our place. It should have been like that from the beginning of the park. And that's just, you know, what I have to say about it. It should have been done from the beginning. Let's not talk about how great and all this at the end or... You should have had that done from the beginning. I mean, every job you go on, I'm sure every job everybody been on, you train from the beginning. You can't wait till something happens and then talk about, oh, how, and not only wait till it happens, but wait till a lot of people get involved and then now saying the things that you could have done. These things should be done from the beginning. And that's my take on it.
This is Evangelist Creighton. And just listening and just observing, we don't know, I don't know, I don't know if you know. I don't know if the characters that was dressed in their towers, if they were African American or if they was another race. Do we know the other race? Do we know the race of the character? You know, and Sesame Street has been around a long, 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 long time. A long time, a long time. And for it to just happen now, you know, and you look back 30-some years ago, Sesame Street was alive and where everybody was Sesame Street. Everybody was coming home watching Sesame Street, you know, and I'm sure these characters have been trained. If they're chosen to partake in the Sesame Street character, I'm sure that they have been trained. Now, and as far as the family, the mother, a father, whoever is pursuing it, 6 to 8 years old. I think a lot of it is rhetorical. I think it's rhetorical. I think that the parents, and not taking anything away from whatever they heart desire them to do, you know, to file this lawsuit. As well, you know, and as Mr. Six says, you know, $25 million, you can, I mean, they make that within a day, you know, and just depends on what type of ticket that you have purchased, you know, if it's $100 to get in, it may be $100 for certain areas, you know, maybe $100 for certain things, you know, like you had a VIP pass, they're a little bit more than the regular admission tickets. You know, in other places and so forth as well too, but my take on it is that these children are 6 and 8 years old. This is something, amen. That it takes the parents to encourage the children. You know, and I'm sure the 6 year old, you know, that'll sway over. You know, I just think that it's a lot of coercing. You know, from the parents as well to influence this act of the way that the children may be acting or they may take on, you know, because these are things sometimes it seems to me it's a lot of coercing. You know, you coerce your children to say, yeah, this bothers me, yeah, I'm going to be affected in my long term. You can overcome that. You can overcome obstacles. You can overcome situations. If this is what's going to knock you, amen, from the way of life in life. You know, you at the age of 6 and 8 years old, yeah, our kids are very smart and very intelligent these days. And our children know computers and devices and so forth as well, too. But it takes a grandparent to encourage, a great parent to encourage their children not to let this hinder you or stop you from persevering. Because we don't know. We on the outside looking in, and we really, really don't know. We really don't know, you know. So we can't draw conclusion until we get the conclusion of what the resolution is all about, you know. And me, myself, and I, you know, if those are my great grandchildren or my grandchildren, you know, things happen in life. We don't always get the best peaches and cream out of it. At all, but then you too let them know that you don't let this define who you are as an individual. Because if this is something that you have an interest in later on to become a cartoon character, you know, there are some things that you definitely have to know. And I'm sure that those character has truly been trained, you know, for auditions. You know, they have different things, and your child are chosen to partake in the Sesame Street and other characters on not just Sesame Street but other other cartoons and so forth, you know, other family shows as well, too. So we have to be mindful, too, that we have to stay steadfast and strong and unmovable in whatever that we do. But then we don't let this become to define who we are and beat us down and say, well, I can't make it up. Now my child got mental problems. Now my child going through psychological problems because of this. You know, this thing been around a long, 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 long time. A long time. And I know for the Sesame Street, you know, I know the money is easy to be picked up in a day. You can pick up $25 million in a day. But then is that the main focus now of the attorney and those that are pursuing this lawsuit? Is it just for the money's sake? And how much of this $25 million that's going to go to the 6 and 8 year old, how much of it's going to go to them? Or is it just for the attorney because you find out something, now you done been told, hey, well, you can file for this and you can get that. You know, where is the strength of the parent to encourage their children that you don't let this define who you are? And because they can shake your hand, they can touch you, you know, you don't let this make you who you are. You still can become greater. You can become greater. So you don't let this define you or beat you down at an age where you can pursue and you can do anything. And through Christ Jesus, we can do anything, you know. So, you know, we have to also pick up our pieces with our children and encourage them. Don't let this define who you are, you know. And you began to also give greater encouragement to your children. These things happen in life. You know, you're not the first and you won't be the last. So we don't know what the race or creed or origin of the character was. We don't know, you know. And when you done pass up other races as well, too, and you take in whatever it may be, we're bigger than that is. We're bigger than that is. So, you know, when you go to put it out there, then you got them thinking just like you is. Oh, wow. You know, go ahead and pursue it, because you're going to gain something out of it. But then are you gaining the ability to be truthful, to be true to who you are, and have your children to be true to who they are? I'm completed.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I didn't hear you, Mr. Six.
I said that's a good point you made. And it's an early lesson. It's an early life lesson that life's not going to be fair.
Right.
You know, so rather, you know, it may sound cruel, but they learned at an early age that life's not fair.
That's right.
You're right.
You know?
You're so right about that, dude. You're right, Six Eyes. Yep, y'all are both right about that. I also have another person who wants to speak on this. Ms. Sabrina Giles, one of my guests, also wants to speak. I'm going to let her speak quite quick on the scenario. So, Sabrina, this is the Six Eyes Radio Network, Six Eyes Radio. That was Mr. DJ Man. I mean, I'm DJ ATL Anstyle. This was the squad, and this is also my man.
Wow. I'm trying to do this right, buddy. No, I think she got you all getting
combined.
You
twist.
You don't even know who you are.
I'm going to let Sabrina drive out of the floor. All right.
Wow.
Hi. Good evening, panel.
How you doing?
This is Sabrina. Hi.
Hi, Sabrina.
I would like to just state for the record that this has been happening a while. This has been happening for a long time. There's a lot of controversy around this. If you go to pahomepage.com, PA stands for Pennsylvania.com, it's a 2.7, it's 2 minutes 17 second video out there, and it literally displays what happened. You can see it as clear as day. Now, this is not just the first incident that has happened at any park. I have a very good friend that is a chef at the major park in Florida. And when we go to her home in Florida, the stories that she tells behind the scenes and otherwise, things that they can mention, things that they cannot mention, it is horrific. Understand that these parks go through this every day in some shape, form, or capacity. Now, it's not to say that the parents may have not, maybe the children are a little younger to understand exactly what happened, but I guarantee you after this they will know, because there is a conversation that needs to be had, that because of the color of their skin and the other children sitting and standing next to them were actually engaged and they were not. This happens all the time. There's lawsuits that have been, that has never made the news, never hit a social media platform. There has been payouts, hush money, not only in the one in Florida. I'm in California, also the one in California. It happens every day, every day. My prayer is that when this money comes, that there's a trust fund for those young ladies, for the children, and that they are secure financially. Now, I'm the mother of two adult sons, but I would definitely, that should not be squandered. But at the same time, they definitely, they definitely need to have a conversation. I think because of this, they will be much more aware. They will be more visible. They will be more alert. They will, even going to school moving forward, they'll be able to recognize. And they probably already have. A child can feel when they are not liked or skipped over or engaged or paid attention to or answered or acknowledged. A child knows that. Now, whether or not they can differentiate between why, that's a different story. But with that being said, I really hope that justice is received for the family, and I really hope that those children get a trust fund so that they, because if they put it in the right trust fund, the children will be set for the rest of their life, college paid for just with the interest gained on it. I mean, don't get me wrong, the parents do what they need to do, but definitely set their children up, you know, right.
That's good. That's a good way to look at it. But here's the thing. Okay, so outside of this training that they're going to do, all of a sudden, like, that should have been in place in the first place. So, and you say this happens on a daily basis. So what's going to be the next one? You know, is it going to get publicity? Or like you said, it happens every day, but some of it never see the light of day. So it's just like you're just throwing money at it to shut them up, but it's not changing the problem.
Well, that's just like when a police officer goes and kills a family, or a female officer pulls her gun and says she thought it was the stun gun rather than the actual gun, and then with that being said, they throw a few million dollars at them and it goes away in hush. Sensitive training, understand. The people that were behind those costumes clearly saw the difference. Different races in those children. Absolutely, unequivocally, they knew exactly. They knew what they were doing. So I don't care how much training you get. You can get training once a month, sensitive training, customer service training, CPR training, whatever training. But whoever is behind that costume clearly makes a decision who they want to engage with. They can blame it on anything. Whatever comes up comes out. So if whatever excuse they want to give that they, oh, I didn't see them, I was just trying to get through. Half the time when they are in the street like that and addressing and engaging those crowds, they are timed. From the time that they begin to the time that they end, I repeat, they are timed. They have a certain amount of engagement that they can do, but they can't get stuck on one particular group or individual.
So do you think, okay, so with that being said, so clearly those particular individuals were overlooked, like they wasn't even there. They should have just stayed at home is basically what you're saying.
Exactly. They were the invisible man. Invisible man, absolutely. All you got to do is go, I'm telling you. Yeah, it really is. It really is. It really, really is. It really is. And it's one thing to say, oh, we didn't go. I'm glad that the parents did bring it up. I'm glad that they did sound the alarm. Because, like I said, depending on the park and the reputation of the park, a lot of this never hits social media. It's sensitive. I forgot what it's called. I also work for the government as well. So with that being said, from celebrities to non-celebrities, they throw a few couple hundred thousand dollars at them, give them lifetime tickets as far as season passes for a lifetime, and that's the pacifier. My prayer is that we as a black culture learn and truly understand the power of our black dollar. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that they should not ever take their children anywhere to on a vacation or at a theme park, but I just really wish if we could just collectively come together and just don't spend $1.25 for 2 days straight and see the effect. I didn't say one day. The narrative has always been 24 hours. I'm saying 48 hours. My, oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
My, oh, my.
Wow.
They would come for us. We would not have to come for them. They would be begging. I guarantee you there would be a shift in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
If we could, but 48 hours, don't spend any money, not even 25 cents.
Wow. That would be something. That would be something. Because clearly this is not the Sesame Street I grew up with. It's not the Sesame Street I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our Sesame mm-hmm. Street was a lot nicer.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes. Definitely.
Also, it's your boy DJ ATL. I believe also 3456, she wanted to speak, 803-3456,
803-3456.
You want to
get the
whole
number out,
dude?
Don't give the whole number out. It's 833-3456. That's the error code, and that's the last four.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can speak 3456. You have the floor.
DJ ATL, how you doing?
Yeah.
There's two pieces.
How you doing?
The person, the 3456 is actually my cousin who's a mute personnel person. And you just wanted me to her phone while she's trying to text me.
Okay.
I know proper protocol.
Your phone is feeding back two pieces. Your phone is feeding back.
Whatever you got going on, fix that because it's like echoing.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, my Bluetooth going dead. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let
can
me
you hear
say
me better
this.
Now?
Why two piece? Huh? Go ahead, two piece.
Oh, you can go ahead and finish your statement while I play on my words I'm about to deliver to him.
Let me say this while he's getting his two-piece Bluetooth adjusted. One thing for sure and two things that we know. You know, in life, everything is not fair. You know, in life, from the beginning, you know, we have always got the short end of the stick. You know, we've always got the short end of the stick. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what capacity that we're in. We've always got the short end of the stick in everything. But then it took proving, you know, and it took, if we don't have God the head of our life, first of all, having him first in our life and putting God first, you know, and letting him fight the battle. He said, vengeance is mine, that said the Lord of hosts. But we got to know beyond any shadow of a doubt, if we look back over life, and we look at Emmett Till. Amen. We look at Wayne Williams. We look at, amen, Martin, amen, out of Florida. I'm in Florida. I know all about our theme parks in Florida. I'm in Florida. Amen. So I'm just grateful for our theme parks that, We have in Florida, Orlando, Tampa. We have various parks, Tallahassee. We have various parks, and I'm grateful for the parks. I'm grateful for the events that take place for our children. But I again say, again and again and again and again and again and again, that we, amen, we must prepare our children from the beginning, because there are going to be some disappointing times in life, amen, that they're going to be looked over. There's going to be some disappointing time that you're not going to get the job that you applied for, amen, to God, because there's going to be some time in life where you're going to lose when you done put in everything that you had. It may not be your season. It may not be your season at that time to persevere and move on. But we got to know, amen, that racism ain't just started yesterday. Racism ain't started 2 and 3 years ago. Racism started a long time ago when we sold our rights. We sold our rights for a dollar bill. For a dollar bill. I don't care what the dollar bill is. We sold our rights to a dollar bill. And now, because we have the ability now that we have had, you know, and I'm not focusing on race, because it's not only African American. You have Asians. You have Latinos. You have all of the different races. Look at those babies that was in that 18-wheeler, all of those children that died. Are we crying out for those children? Are we crying out for those that are trying to get to safety? There's so much going on right in front of our face. Why take a dollar bill for a hush-hush? For a hush-hush? Is the money more important than your rights? Is that money more important, amen, for your success? Is that money more important, amen, for you to persevere and move on? Why do we settle for the dollar bill instead of clearances? You know, you can go and you can be done some crime and so forth, and people can cover up what they have done. But you go and try to get clearances, it's always on your record. Everything that we have done in life is always on your record. And then just let something come up. Look at Andrew Gillum here in the state of Florida. Look at how they have got him twisted up. You know, so we just, you know, we have to start with self. We have to start with self. Position ain't going to get us any place, but the truth will get us everywhere. Everywhere. And you stand on the truth. The truth, not what somebody's telling you. If you ain't been there, you don't know, and you didn't see it for yourself. We got to know that. We got to stop catching hope because it sounds good. It sounds good. We portray it to be good. We got to do the right thing. And two, we have to train up our children in the way that they should go. They will not depart. You don't want to hurt them in the long run in their life, but you want them to be truthful in everything that they do. The truth will get you everywhere. A lying will get you nowhere. A lie you will not carry in his sight. I'm completely.
Well, all right, thank you for that. All right, okay. Two-Piece, you got your phone together?
Yes, sir, I got my phone together, sir. All right, I'm here for you, though. Mm-hmm. I got a question with DJ ATL. First of all, my cousin will say that, you know, she really do enjoy the show. We was, you know, coming home today. She dropped me off, and she signed back on. And then, by the way, as soon as she signed on, sir, I know that you're supposed to press 1 to end that sub queue and then get unmuted, but she was just unmuted immediately. And then she texted me. And so I came on, and I was unmuted immediately. That's not what you're supposed to be doing, sir. I don't believe so. So that kind of like got her ticked off right now. So I had to, you know, pray a little bit with my words myself. You know, we enjoy your music coming home because nothing nice besides, you know, listening to just the BPM or whatever coming home. So we decided to tune in to listen to what you got to say, sir. But she do not appreciate it getting unmuted as soon as she dial in. And I don't appreciate that either, because you're supposed to press the 1 to enter the circuit queue, and then you're supposed to look at your gram and see that the hand is raised and then unmuted. You're not supposed to do that, sir. And I'm not trying to destroy the show, but I just make that known so that you will learn to respect calls when it is calling. Some people just want to listen to music and listen to what's going on. But that's why you was getting, like, the little scuffle noise, because she was doing things in her car while she was coming home, helping me get out to get into the house. So that's, we can apologize for the scuffle noise, but we did not press 1 to be unmuted. Just as I'm talking now, I didn't never press 1. She never pressed 1. She's listening right now, but she put her phone on mute herself. That's very disrespectful, sir. Other than that, we do enjoy your music. And that one about my tongue. We'd appreciate you don't do that again, sir, because when she let go, you're going to need more than a disclaimer. Your feelings going to be really hurt.
Huh.
Other than that, we do enjoy your music. We enjoy the show that's going on, but you don't have to do that ever again. Because when she let go, ain't going to be nothing pretty come out of her mouth at all. And I'll complete on that.
All right, all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get into some music right quick.
Did you hear any of that?
Yeah, I heard it. I apologize on that. I had called the number out when I unmuted to see if they wanted to speak, and I just think that they didn't understand. I work a little bit different than the other folks do it on here, so I apologize. I heard that clearly. I apologize. That's just the way y'all do it in the other show. I do it in my show this way. And I apologize if that was the wrong way. That's why I asked you before I came in. I asked, did you have anything to speak? And I would have moved, and I do mute you. I do mute. And I think this has happened before, Six Eyes, with a lot of callers, that he'd be moving around and I have him on mute. So this is nothing new. Is it? So I'm going to go ahead and get into some music right quick. I'm Shanika Brown, Heart of the City. It's a very new song. Just want to see what y'all think about the new single.
Well, before, you know what? Let's hold up on that because we haven't done our entertainment news with Pride and Joy yet.
So okay,
we need
go
to get
ahead.
That
you
out the way,
we'll
finish the song before we get out of here. All right, Pride and Joy, are you ready with your news segment?
PJ.
Pride and Joy? Yeah, I know she stepped away.
Pride and Joy.
Well, let's go to the music right quick, and we'll come back.
I don't know if her phone is on mute or anything. I'm not sure.
All right, this is Shanika Brown with the song Heart of the City.
This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. We're back. Just got through here. Shanika Brown in the heart of the city. Nice single. What y'all think? What you think, Mr. Six Eyes?
Wasn't bad. I liked how she did "Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City." That was nice. I like that part of it. Nice. She got a strong voice. Nice. I want to hear something more from her. Not bad.
Definitely. Has a full album. It's very nice. And any other callers have anything they want to say about the single?
This is Evangelist Clayton, and it was okay. It was okay. I really didn't. I like a voice, but the song as itself, I didn't take good care of. You know, it didn't raise my beard at all. But I like a voice. You know, I like the name, the song name, but it just didn't impress me. It wouldn't be anything that I would invest in. But I do like a voice.
Hello, can anyone hear me? This is Sabrina again.
Sabrina, hey.
Yes.
That was Shamika. I had my first annual Black Men Reign Awards, and she performed absolutely amazing, and they gave her a very, very great round of applause. She wanted to be the last act to go on, and she did, and she was absolutely amazing. And I don't know, maybe it was the song that he played, but she's absolutely great in person when she performs. Absolutely phenomenal artist.
No, I think I met you. Is your name is Sabrina?
That is correct.
I think I met you before. I think I actually helped you come up with the name Black Man Rain. I named it something else. This was like some years back. You started this.
That is correct. This was birthed in 2015. That is
okay.
Correct.
Yeah,
and it literally came into.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that.
It came into manifestation this year, and it was an overwhelming success, and they're now wanting to take the show national. So we're going to do one more year in Atlanta, and then we're going to expand.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you kindly. It's greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. Anybody else?
I want to say congratulations to you.
Oh, there she is. She's back. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah,
okay.
Your name.
Yeah, I remember that because we was trying to come up with a name for it, and yeah.
I think Lewis did make the introduction, and we did have a conversation. I do recall that. Lewis was actually honored this year. So, like I said,
congratulations.
I'd like to say one thing, and I want to say something to 3456. I would love to know what his comment, what he thought about Miss Shamika Brown. And like I say again, I apologize. I'm going to say it again on open. I apologize for having their mic open when they was busy. I am so sorry for that.
He's probably on mute.
Okay, well, if you're on mute, take the stuff off mute. If not, we're going to move on with the show.
Right. Also, we need to go ahead and let's go ahead to the entertainment part. I'm waiting for old girl. She's back. Is she ready to do it?
All right, here's our entertainment news on the Six Eyes Radio Network with Miss Pride and Joy for this July 31st, 2022. All right.
So Six Eyes Radio Network with Miss Pride and Joy, and this is... Is this their time? Mm-hmm.
All right, we're ready for you.
Yeah, are you ready? Okay, this is 6 Eye Radio with Miss Pride and Joy, and tonight I'm going to be speaking on Paul Savina, a posing actor who ranged from the mob boss in Goodfellas to an early script. He was in a cop drama, Law and Order. He have died, according to his publisher, Robert Neal. He was 83 years old when he died, and he died of natural causes, and, you know, he got to die with his wife, a very respectable lady. And he was born in Brooklyn, New York. He earned a Tony nomination for his role in Championship Season in films. A list of names including Harry Kushner, Nixon, Dick Choi, Red's Rocketeer. He also had a love for opera. He went to the Academy to be an opera singer, so he had that up under his belt as much. He also was a comedian. He was in The Panic. He played Al Pacino. And he really was in some great movies, too. In 1990, he was in Goodfellas. And in 2010, he played on Law & Order. William Shakespeare in 1996. He did more opera in 2008. Godfather of Harlem in 2019. Doc West in 2019. The Stuff, 1985. And The Gambler of 1974. So yes, Mr. Paul Savina, if anybody remember him, he was on Goodfellas. He was one of the main people that was on there. And also on Law and Order, he played a very big part. But, yeah, he now has passed away. And we have another celebrity which passed away. If you're a Libra Beaver person that like to watch Libra Beaver, well, Wiley Cleaver has died. His real name is Tony Dow. He was an actor, director, best known for portraying Wiley Cleaver on the sitcom. He died Wednesday morning, according to his manager. His son was saying that his father was 77. He said that, it was a very sad day for his father to leave him. But he has peace because he knows that his father is in a better place. He said his father was his coach. He was his mentor. He was his voice of reason. And he went on his father's page on Facebook. You can catch him on Facebook where he really wrote some nice things for his father. He said that his father was diagnosed with cancer, and he was receiving hospice care this week, according to his son. He said that his dad started out since the age of 12, and that's when he came on to being on Libra Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Leave It to Beaver. Yeah. Helped created the archetype of servant nuclear family, a household name. Million of Brewers watched it 1957 to 1963. And in January, that's when he started learning a little bit about his cancer that he had. And he really didn't put it out there to a lot of people because he didn't really want a lot of people to know. He wanted to continue to still, you know, be able to do his work. Not only did he do that, he did a lot of stuff on CBS. And while he was going through this, he also was going through depression as well. Mm-hmm. Through age 20 and 40, he went through a real bad deal of depression, mental illness challenges. He did a lot of speaking then with different celebrities, going to different celebrities, and still, you know, he still was trying to uphold himself. Really, he didn't come out just yet about it just yet. Still was trying to keep his life going. He really didn't want too many people to know about it because he was a very private person. When he started getting down bad, that's when he finally started talking to millions and millions of people on TV, and he went to tell them about his journey of his cancer and everything that was going on. His last day was a very good day because, you know, it was just him himself, because that's how he wanted it to be. He just wanted to be just him. And, you know, and then he left. And once he left, you know, his son took over the rest of the video and started talking about how great his father was, how great of an actor he was, and how his father showed him how to go for what you want in life. Don't sit around and talk about it. You could go out there and get it. If you want it, you have to go out there and get it. So Bailey, he did exactly what his father did. You could tell that him and his father was very, very close. And his father taught him a lot of things. So his last day that he was here, he was at the hospital, and that's where he spent his last days. Also with 6 Hour Radio tonight, we want to talk about Will Smith got on camera. Did y'all know that? And apologize to Chris Rock. He was remorseful, you know, talking about how, you know, he slapped Chris Rock. He apologized to him. He apologized to his family, his children, his brother, because he said that his brother worked with him, you know, on one of his shows. So he really wanted to, you know, talk back to them.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
he apologized to them.
They worked on all of us. They worked on
all
of
us
together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Uh-huh, next. But, yeah, he walked on that with them. And that I didn't even know that was Will Smith's show. He said that was his show. I didn't even know that. But so he still wanted to apologize. And Tony, I mean, he wasn't ready to he's still not ready. He said he's still not ready, but he did say that when he's ready, he'll let him know. He'll let him know. Yeah. Even his wife said that she was really, really hurt on it, Jada Pickett. She said she was really hurt on it because she had fun working with him on the show, on the show that they had. She had fun working with him the time that she had worked with him, so she was kind of hurt about that. But I think that was a step. That was a step for him to say, you know, because he wasn't saying nothing at first. Every time he went with him, he wasn't saying nothing. But finally he said, you know, I'm not ready yet. He said yet. So he's saying, you know, like there is going to come a time when we can sit down and be man to man and talk about this. But I'm not ready yet. But I will let you know when I'm ready. So he did tell him that. So I just want to know, if anybody was put in this place, would you be ready yet to talk to Will Smith? Or do you think that it's over? I don't never, ever want to have a conversation with Will Smith.
Well, I mean, it's like this. Okay. You know, time waits for no one.
Yeah.
You know, these are beloved sons of Hollywood, two big megastars.
Mm-hmm.
And time heals all wounds. Time heals all wounds.
Right.
You know, so it was an unfortunate event that happened, you know, during the Oscars, you know, event put on by African Americans, you know, and it actually put a bad light on Will Smith receiving an Oscar and then having that display of, you know, emotion by slapping Chris Rock. So it was no good for either person.
Yes.
You know, but, you know, I think it's time enough to where eventually I'm glad he spoke out. And, you know, when Mr. Tony Rock is ready to come around, okay, there it is. I mean, it's better than he say, you know, he never want to speak to Will Smith again. You know, so just in his time, you know, he'll come around. So I think that was very mature of them to do so. And, you know, people, they want to continue to work and make money. You know, you don't want to have strange relationships in Hollywood because it's not a good look to have a strange relationship in Hollywood because you could be blackballed, You know, so I'm glad, you know, that they worked it out. So I applaud them. It's never too late. You just have to be wanting to have the conversation. So I'm glad. I'm complete.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do anybody think that 10 yeah. years? Okay, go ahead.
Amen. I just say, too, I totally agree with Mr. Six. I think, you know, anything you can time wait for nobody. And it's ironic you said that, Mr. Six, because that's one of my songs that I wrote, Time Waits for Nobody. And it doesn't wait for nobody. And why put off tomorrow what you can do today? You know, and if you mean it, don't fake it, then make it, or don't procrastinate or perpetrate. You know, but while you have an opportunity to get it right, because it plays a significant role in your life, your children, and those that you come in contact with. It's somebody that you have played the movies with and sitcoms and so forth with as well, too. Why not get it right? Get it right. And you know, you ain't got to prove anything to the public that you're doing it, you're getting it right. But make sure and very sure that what you do is correct within your heart, because the heart matters. The mind, the matters of the heart matters. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful that he stepped out and apologized. You know, and there's nothing under the face of this earth, absolutely nothing, that you cannot go back while you have an opportunity to get it right. So I'm grateful that they're working on it, and I'm grateful that in itself can be put behind and that you can go to your next stage, to your next world. You know, if you ain't been through anything, then you're not able to tell nobody. But for the whole world to see, amen, to actually see it happen in place. You know, people like drama. People like drama. People like to keep things stirred up. Not even in our little life. We ain't famous, but we famous in the eyes of God. You know, and we ain't no multi-millionaires. But we've got the greatest billionaire in the world, because that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when you can get that thing right, amen, when you can get it right, and then you can feel comfortable in getting it right, then you don't have to procrastinate or perpetrate and complete it.
Amen. Do anybody think that 10 years is a long time for them to punish him from coming to those? Do anybody feel like that's a long time? Or do somebody feel like that was, that it was good, but then they give them 10 years?
I think it set the standard that nobody else will try to do it again. But, I mean, he still can receive his award. Now, if they said that he couldn't receive, you know, his accomplishment for 10 years, I think that would have been cruel. But,
yeah.
I mean, Will got way more better things to do than show up to a ceremony. I mean, he can have anybody pick up his award. So I don't think that's going to matter too much. You know, he got better things to do, you know, than go to a stuffy place to get his award. I mean, it's cool. The Oscars are cool. But, again, he got different things he can do. Still get the award, but, you know, just have somebody else pick it up. But it sets the tone of what not to do. So that's a good thing. So I think that was appropriate to have something put in place, you know. And he'll find something to do with 10 years. Then he'll be back at the Academy Awards, you know, and probably just sit on his hands, you know, or glue them together.
That's right. Leah.
Yes.
You know, I think too, Mr. Six, that sometimes, you know, you get tired. You get tired and because you're an actress, you have to keep it moving, you have to keep it going. But I think too that maybe it was just time that he had a time out. You know, maybe he had time to get something else together, work on something else that would give him an opportunity to work on something else. And I think that he need that time out. He needed that time out, you know, and never know, you know, and I always, it always crossed my mind did they portray this to actually take place? Was this a plan? Or this a plan? You know, and so forth. And so we don't ever know what's behind the scenes. We don't know. You know, we saw it actually take place on the TV, but because they're actors and they're movers and they're shakers, you know, in my mind I said, well, was this acted out? Was this acted out to take place and to draw this kind of attention? You know, when you draw this kind of attention, you draw money your way, you know, you draw that fame and fortune, people talking each and everywhere now, and so forth. So my thing is, you know, maybe she just needed that time out to take care of something or to do something else, and that behind the scene that we don't even know, you know, and they're not going to tell us everything. But I just think that she needed that time out. She needed that time out to work on something else. And you can rest assured, I bet you, need not to a duck behind, I bet you that he's going to come out with something else. I don't know what he's working on, but I bet you he's going to come out with something else that's going to be more profound as well. I'm completely.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sabrina, what do you think? I mean, you're now new into this awards venue. What do you think?
Quite honestly, the driving caveat behind that was the wife. I actually thought it was a bad look. Very bad book, because it is only my opinion that she has embarrassed this man and threw his manhood in the street for the garbage truck to roll over for a long time, paraded past relationships, social media. She put their entire marriage out there for controversy, for bragging rights, and it's been horrible how they humiliated one another in her last setting at the red table. That was horrible. She keeps throwing up. She keeps bringing up this past relationship with Tupac. Oh my God, really, ma'am?
Right.
You've been married to him for how long? Why? The reaction was, because I look from behind the scenes with a different lens, when he made the joke, Will turned and looked at her. She wasn't smiling. He had to go defend his wife, and that's what he chose to do. But what I thought was most disgraceful was the language he used when he sat down and kept reiterating that. Very distasteful. So it's just my opinion, mine and only mine, because I really do feel like this is, and literally there was something out here in California she just made on KCAL 7 News on some sort of interview that she was going to go ahead and file for divorce. And I really...
Oh, wow.
Today is Saturday. Today is Saturday, Thursday, Friday. It happened Thursday or Friday. It was all over the media. I'm surprised it's still not trending that she was going to file for divorce. I can actually find it and send it to Lewis. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, please.
It's horrible. Very distasteful.
Wow.
She just announced that on some Lewis, I'm looking for the story. I'll send it to you.
This is your boy DJ ATLS1000. I feel this, and I do want to say something on this, because Will Smith apologizing, I mean, this currently wasn't, he was doing me in the honor, and I think a lot of African American women did say this, that he was, by slapping Will Smith, he was honoring her, putting her in a better, comfortable spot, because he was protecting her, that she's his queen and all this. But the reality is that that relationship between Will and Miss Tickett is very unstable. And I think a lot of us know this. During time she's with him, she's actually cheating on him with her son's best friend, which is an R&B singer, Austin, which is, you know, find that, to me, pedophile is that you're actually bothering a young man at the time that was 19, that was not of age yet, legally. Now, I'm letting y'all know, legally,
yeah.
This is out there. She was having a relationship and having affairs with him. So, and when they asked the mother, the grandmother said that she always got her daughters and her granddaughter actively sexual for a long time. But since we're going to go, and I'm live on the air, this is your boy DJ ATLN Styles, big friends with Miss Hope and a lot of people in the industry. Let me be honest with you, I knew Pac too. She wasn't, what she's putting up there with Tupac Shakur is not true. Tupac still knew her as a friend and all that, but he wasn't into her like that, and she knew that. So all this is just to get, is really to tag the character of her husband, Will Smith. So she's got him all messed up mentally. You know, he came from a mental unstable situation, watching his father abuse his mother. So these are things that's going on in our family that we need to have a huge discussion about. And Will Smith is going through these things right now with Miss Pickett. And I think that it was great for him to stand up there to be a man and apologize to Chris Rock, because it was wrong to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we can say two things. There's people who have seen videos of this same actually video that's been floating out there of something done about 4 or 5 years ago where the same transition was done, and they kind of like people do believe that Will Smith and maybe Chris Rock made this up. Nobody knows. But I will say on this that on the strength of this, I'm just glad that Will Smith did use his mind and go apologize, because, again, the people who are getting affected by this is the young people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand. Young people have to see this stuff, and this is how they're learning how to react to certain situations. I keep telling people, where we act out in public and where we do things, it reflects back on younger people. So young people do things that would not be what we were taught in elderly not to do. You know what I'm saying? So now our young people go out and, hey, it's okay for me to slap a comedian. It's okay for someone to say something to me. I can hit them. This is what we are messaging out to the youth. And this is not a race thing. This is across the board. And I think that we have to have these discussions. And I'm just saying, I am proud that Will did come out and apologize, because that really is truly not right to go on stage and slap somebody in front of the national television. But I'm also going to take something from my OG that said something the other day, which I think young people need to start listening to. This OG said, if you don't like this person, and I want all young OGs and all young people, if you don't like this person, why are you going to go throw away your life and try to kill this person or do some harm to this person, get revenge, and end up in somewhere where you don't need to be at, in a life position where you need not be at? So let's stop throwing away. I let all young people out there and all people, let's stop throwing our life away over people we don't like. Okay? I'm speaking facts, so I hope y'all take that in. I'm going to pass the ball to 6-5. Anybody else want to speak on this?
Or anybody else? Pride and Joy, what do you think about this?
That's just a lie. I mean, like, 'cause you know, if you have followed them all your life, it's just a lie. And she has done a lot to him. She has done a lot of cheating. Both of them done did some cheating, but there has been a lot done in that relationship. I think that that one time that they split, I think they maybe should have stayed split. Because if you go back to doing the same thing, I mean, what was the work? I mean, it wasn't even worth it. I think that they just need a split in their relationship and keep it how they had it. I think basically with what they're going on in life now, they should just split and just keep it like they had it, because, you know, when they're together, they cheat. So what's the use of being in a marriage if you're going to cheat? What's the use? Just go ahead and end the whole thing, and that way you can do whatever you want to do, and you won't have to have that title behind you of being married. Instead of, you know, just keep.
This is Will. Jada, see, Jada doesn't understand because, you know, when I'm doing the movies, right, you know, with Martin Scorsese and everything, right, you know, the women, they're there, you know, and Jada's at home, you know. So I just wanted to say hello to Six Eyes, you know, Sabrina, Pride and Joy. I haven't heard your voice, Evangelist Clayton, ATL. What up, boy? Six Eyes, you know. But me and Jada going to work it out.
What's up,
you know, that's all I wanted to say. Yo.
Y'all going to work it out?
Well, you know, it's cheaper to keep her, you know. So I'm going.
Oh,
I love y'all.
Okay. Now we get to the bottom of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they done kicked it. They done kicked it for a long time, even when she was Catwoman. And I guess that cat just scratched the bike, and it all worked out. But I just pray, you know. I think they have two children now, don't they? Is it a girl and a boy? A girl and a boy?
Well, you know, we got Trey. You know,
yeah,
my first wife. You know, don't forget about Trey.
Right.
And we got Jade and then Willow. You know.
Willow.
Yeah.
Willow.
You know, her lip gloss is popping, you know. She wore her hair back.
Wrong one.
Yeah. You know.
That little girl ain't something.
Yeah. So, Six, what you been up to, man? What you been up to? You've been mighty quiet. Hey, man, I just been chilling, working, you know, working. I said, yeah. Yo, Six, call me tomorrow, man. Call. All right, okay, all right. Back. Yo, I'm gone. Peace.
Oh, boy. That's crazy.
Y'all just heard it first. That was Will Smith coming in talking. You're live on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. You know we at that time. I'm about to get ready to close out this show. But before I go out, I know I have some beautiful people online. And if y'all want to say a prayer to go out of here, definitely can. I have no problem with that.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you, humble, do you know how, God, to tell you thank you, God, for the conversation tonight, God. Thank you, Lord, for just you being God all by yourself, God. And, Lord, as we leave this place, never from the presence of you, Lord, that you continue to rest, rule, and that you abide with us. And, Lord, just this fellowship, and God gives us an opportunity, God, to come together, Father God, united we stand and divided that we fall. But, Lord, we thank you for the Six Eyes Radio Network, Father God. We thank you for DJ ATL, Lord, and we thank you for all the realtors that find it by robbery to chime in tonight, God, on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And, Lord, we ask that you bring us back safely, Father God. But as we leave, you continue to order our steps to, from, far, and near. And wherever that we're worshiping you at on this day tomorrow, God, that you get the glory out of every story. And, Lord, we give you all the praise and all of the honor from the Six Eyes Radio Network. We said thank you, dear Lord. And as we lay down to sleep tonight, God, that you blow the breath of life and us one more opportunity to come and worship you in spirit and in truth. And, Lord, we give you all the praise and all of the honor in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, as we agree and test. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, we are out of here. Sabrina, congratulations on your award show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we will catch you all tomorrow. Get your prayers on without leaving the house on the Six Eyes Gospel Show. That is at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 a.m. Pacific, where you get to praise and without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Hey, put this number in your phone for you Android users. Like us on iHeartRadio by typing in Six Eyes Radio in the search, SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. Press subscribe. Also for you Apple users, same thing. In the search, type in Six Eyes Radio, SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. Press subscribe and you'll be following the best in online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network. And put this number in your phone. All right, the number to the Six Eyes Radio Network is 424-243-9617. Once again, that's 424-243-9617. Lock it in, and we'll catch you. God bless. Take care.
And before we get out of here, we're going to go out with Brandy's latest single that she has out, the one that actually is jamming, Miss Different. So we're going to go out with that.
Hey, this is Ray J. Hey, look, hey, Brandy, you know, look, Raycon Global, you know,
not
look here.
Brandy Little.
Oh,
Brandy
I'm talking about my sister. Okay, hey,
no,
all right.
No, I'm not your sister right now. Okay.
Oh,
and
okay.
The song is
all right.
Different. All right? Not your, because you're good. And a lot of times, you know, we're going to be stressing you because this situation is going on Facebook and Instagram and all over social media.
Well,
about you and
Hey, I love my sister Brandy. You know, Raycon Global.
Yeah, he
got
teach you some
Raycon Global. You know,
let's keep
six
quiet
eyes.
Because right now you're trying to recover from not being able to sing.
Well,
okay.
Well, look here, ATL. I'm singing some earbuds, right?
These
dudes ones right here.
The verses, it didn't work out that well, so. Let's check it out.
Look, I sent six eyes some, and
right
you know
now.
He love them, right?
Let that decision be made, all right? All right, Ray J, here we go.
Hey, Sabrina, congratulations. This is Ray J. Of course, you know, congratulations on your show, your award show, you know.
Yeah. All right, she got you. All right. But let's go ahead. Let's get the show going. We're going out.
Hey, yo, if I had
Netflix,
one wish.
We're live on the DJ ATL Lifestyle. We're kicking
it
with Six Eyes and the Squad. And also Ray J down here. And also, definitely like my man said, have
the
show out tomorrow.
It's the ladies
12
from
o'clock
the squad.
Noon with the guys.
And
ladies
from the squad.
And don't forget to check out the squad on Friday night. You know, I'm telling you, it's a great show. Check it out Friday night, the squad. They put it down.
They put it down.
So y'all can.
Squad.
This is for DJ Gil. And we're going
come
out
back.
Right now playing Brandy Little.
I'm going to come back. Hey, Ray J.
All right, Ray J. Just make sure when you come back, you can sing again, okay?
Well, you know, if
all
I right. have one wish, would you know?
Well, we're going to hold off on that right now, the wish song, okay? Just hold off on that. Just go ahead and go. It's a little more different.
So
all right?
See,
so, Brandy Little different,
you know.
All right? Here we go.
Yeah.